1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Who is it?
From jazz musician.
A jazz musician on two?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Hello, Phil. I was listening to that gentleman you had on, and I thought he was very wrong because I have been in a variety of jazz bands here in Atlanta as well as elsewhere on the East Coast. I played in New York. And
are you white, sir?
Yes, I am. And I think that what that man was saying was so, like, just wrong, you know, because white people can play jazz as good as black people. It just depends, you know, on how you feel the music. And I think that there is such a miscommunication, you know, about music these days that is so destructive, you know, in terms of the communication between the races.
Yeah. You're from the South, huh?
Yeah, I am. I'm originally from Jacksonville, Florida, but I've played everywhere. You know, I played with some very good players, too. I've played with Kenny Burrell. I played with...
Kenny Burrell, huh?
Yeah.
What do you play?
I play bass. I play stand-up bass. And I have, I played electric bass with Don Ellis' orchestra. A lot of different things.
What, Bud?
I want to play some jazz for him, see what he thinks.
Bud wants to play some jazz for you.
Who's that?
Bud.
Who's he?
He's my intern. Go ahead, Bud.
This is jazz that I like, sir.
All right, man, lay it on me.
Will you get out of here with freaking Elvis and Burning Love before I kill you?
Man, that case. What's wrong with him? He's kind of spooky.
Yeah, well, he's...
Whew, man, he's nutty. Bush...
Yeah, he's not.
Yeah. Here's another one.
Ooh, man, that hurts.
Yeah, that's. Bud, you can take it off now because I'm about ready to strangle you.
You don't like this song.
I didn't say I didn't like the song. Yeah, now I don't like the song. Now I suddenly don't like it.
Oh man, could you? Man, that is hurting me. I'm in pain.
Yeah, we'll, it's hurting this jazz guy.
What's the matter, Mr. Jazz Cat? Is it hurting you?
Yeah, it's painful to listen to, man. Please take that off. Please don't play that, man. I'm begging you now. Please don't play that, man. Don't. Man, don't play that. Please don't do that. Oh, ouch. Ow, man.
What a sadist you are, Bud.
I'm hurting the jazz man.
Ow. Ouch. Ooh, dude. Oh, man. That... Oh, what is that about? Dude.
All right, let's take it off, okay?
What, my pants?
All right, I got to go now.
Okay, man.
What did you just say to me?
Did you ask me to take my pants off?
Did I ask you to take your pants off?
Yeah.
Hey, there's a fly in your nose, but...
No, please, no!
Yeah! Hurts a little, doesn't it?
You didn't do that. Why are you doing it?
Because you're talking too much, man. Whoever told you you were freaking part of this show anyway?
You're going to pay for that.
I belted you right across the schnoz, didn't I? Woo, man, that thing's getting big. Hey, Bud, why don't you go out in the street and wait for your nose to turn green so the traffic can get moving out there, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I got to ask Bud a question. Go put some ice on your freaking schnoz, dude. I got to ask him a question. I saw this. The guy sent me a picture. And by the way, welcome to our webcast, folks, people that are watching the show via the webcast tonight. And give us a call, as we do on all of our webcasts. Give us a call. Tell us where you're listening or where you're viewing us from, I should say. 1-800-449-8686. And we'll talk with you a little bit this evening. Also, but I wanted to tell you, I got a picture on our email today from a guy who was in Germany, and he found a box of candy called Mini Dickmans, Bud. You know that?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, how do you know about Mini Dickmans?
Well, that's my family.
That's your family?
Yeah, my family was in the candy business in Germany.
Your family's in the candy business in Germany? Let me ask you a question. How come they call them Dickmans?
Because that's the name of the family.
Wait a minute, man. Look at, if you have a chocolate bar, you don't call it a Henry, do you?
Yeah, you do. It's a guy's name. What about Milky Way?
What do you mean, what about Milky Way? The guy's name is Bob Milky Way?
Could be. You don't know. You haven't done the research.
Well, let me ask you something, man. You are the heir to an enormous candy fortune?
Yeah.
So you're a millionaire?
Well, yeah, I thought you knew that.
Well, why the hell are you here, man?
How do you think I can work for free for you, you retard? And on top of that, I got hit according to noon.
Jesus, man. You're loaded?
Of course I'm loaded. I'm not going to come in here every day and listen to your crappy show for free.
Will you go get some nose on your ice?
Oh, did you hear what you just did?
Yes, I did. Get out of here. So Bud's a multimillionaire, the heir to a candy fortune in Germany. And the candy's called Dickmann's. Or mini Dickmann's, if you'll pardon the expression. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Coming up, we will play for you a flashback by request. And if you want to hear a flashback, you're always welcome to ask us about our flashbacks or ask for a flashback at phs@philhendryshow.com. Our Best of the Year 2005 CD is going to be coming out soon called Are You For Real? Make sure that you check out our website regularly for opportunities to purchase our CDs as well as some of the things in our souvenir shop. All the money we raise from the sale of our CDs goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. God, it's hot in here, man. Is it me? It is hot. We have a air conditioning problem here in the studio. It says it's 66. All right, we'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We've got a flashback coming up, but Pastor William Renick checking in from Joyful Union Congregation. Pastor, how are you?
Well, I'm doing very well. I wanted to congratulate you on your third webcast. We are watching it here from our home, and I want to say God bless you for the many times you have had us on your program and great help you've given to our congregation. And best of luck to you, Phil, in the future, especially on your television show.
Well, thank you, Pastor, very much, and my best to you and your family and to Ms. Clara, your wife.
Phil, before I go, I worked up something for you. And this is to say, Phil Hendry, right now you are on fire. And so without further ado, I want to do this just a little a cappella, okay?
You going to sing for me?
Just a little sing. Here we go. One. Fire, boom, 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 ho! All right, fire, the way you walk and talk really sets me off, you dynamite child. Yeah. What's up with that? Hey, what's up now, brother?
It's good, man.
Don't you talk down to me, white boy.
No, it was good. It was pretty good. It wasn't as good as when you did that whole thing with Rick James.
Well, I had Rick James on the background. If I had that Ohio Player song, fire, ho, ho, you know?
Well, I'll have Mark look for it, huh?
Yeah, don't do me any favors.
Everybody's hanging up on me tonight. All right, it's time now for our flashback request, and this was from, and is from, Mike. Hey, Phil, would you mind playing that Ted Bell bit when Ted is on the road with his son, and he runs over a group of ducklings, expecting them to scatter, and then blames the kid's mother for turning his son into a wimp when the kid starts to cry? What happened was Ted runs these ducks over and then starts laughing and says that's a normal reaction, and when the kid cries, he says his mother turned him into a wimp. So here it is, Ted Bell for you, Mike.
I think that the other caller has a serious problem with the boy's mother.
Well, you know, we've often argued about Josh. My wife, Marcy, you know how mothers are. They want the boy to... Well, in our country, we...
No, don't say in our country. I'm here already 12 years, and I'm married to an American, and he has his children from another marriage, so I know.
Are you the stepmother to the kid?
Yes, I am.
All right, well, then you realize that here in America, we are constantly trying to battle the forces of gay society. And our sons are...
Wait a second.
Well, no, I just want my son to be able to occasionally see a duck get run over by a truck and not burst into tears as if he just saw someone hanged. You know, like, well, I don't know, where are you from, ma'am?
I'm from Vienna, but I live in...
Oh, Austria? Okay, so
Vienna,
you've
Austria.
Seen people, you know, executed in a square or something. Like, didn't they do that?
What do you mean executed in a square?
Where she's from. Haven't you seen people executed in the village square?
When was that, please? in the Second World War.
Okay, I don't know. I'm just...
Yeah,
where you're from,
you're
don't they have...
not really up on the history.
Well, ma'am, where you're from, do you
That's
not have
Europe,
a village square?
Europe, Austria.
Yes, I know,
South
Europe.
South America.
Okay,
so.
Do you have a village square?
We have many village squares.
All right, there. Do they have gallows there?
Yes, they had in the 1800s.
Okay, so they would hang people when you were a little girl, right?
Yes, they...
In the 1800s?
I don't think so. That All right. was a long time ago, maybe in another life.
So, Natasha, your point is that the little boy... reacted appropriately by crying when he saw the ducks get killed.
I think that's what little children do. That has nothing to do with their mothers.
Can I ask you a question, Natasha? I'm interested. Where did your husband order you from?
What does that mean? Where did he order her from?
I'm assuming. Is she not a mail order bride? Are you, ma'am?
No, you don't order brides from Europe, okay?
You don't. Well, you ought to read some of the magazines I read, because...
All right, I don't... This has got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Obviously, he has a hatred against women.
No, I don't hate... Oh, my God, no,
That's
I don't hate... Are you kidding?
Are you teaching your little kid
I'm teaching
to be
my...
such a chauvinist pig, what you are?
Here's what I'm trying to teach my son. Number one,
That's
appreciate...
That's what you do. The poor kid.
Ma'am,
he's better off as the mother.
He bit off his mother?
It's better off. The kid is
no,
better
no.
off with his
when
mother,
he's 7
maybe.
Years of age, the father... Now, here's what I'm trying to teach my son. An appreciation for a good, fast, hot car. An appreciation to be able to laugh in the face of death. An appreciation to butch up a little bit, tough up, and not cry. Otherwise...
Well, maybe you could do that a little bit differently. Take it
well,
out hunting,
good,
you
that's
know?
That's a good point. Yeah, take him out hunting.
Oh, and purposely murder an animal. Are you people... You know, I gotta ask myself, what... Where'd you get the lunatics on your show tonight, Phil? Because
what lunatics? You take the little boy hunting.
That's not... I didn't try to kill the ducks. You see? This lady now wants me to go out with my son and murder a duck.
Maybe the duck had a broken wing, you know?
That's a good point, too.
Well, that's what I said. I thought they were sick. But let me tell you something. In America, what we do with our boys is we try to get them so that they can... occasionally have a couple of laughs, even if there's pain involved. That's how they win on the football field. That's how they win in life. And when I ran those ducks over, sure, I knew it was going to hurt him, but I laughed to try to get him to see the humor in it. I went, I said, look, Josh, look, they're all smashed. I said, I had to go back with a shovel and
you know,
them
I can't really believe that you're realizing you're ordered somehow from that radio station and purposely
I was ordered
saying
by the
crazy
radio.
Stuff. Because
no, I think your husband ordered me from Vienna like he ordered you. Is that what you're trying to say?
All right, look, Ted, the point is your son was traumatized.
Yeah, and I took him back to his man, because that's what he wanted. And I can tell you, Natasha, please don't do that to your kids. Please. God.
What shouldn't I do to my kids, please?
All right. Thank you, Natasha.
Thank you, Phil.
Okay.
I don't speak Russian.
Ted Bell, by request. Good one, babe. I don't mean to call you babe, Mark. That's by request. That's Ted. The day that he was with his son, Josh, spending some time with his son. Dad's doing that, you know. You know, they say that this generation of fathers is closer to its sons. We are closer to our sons than any other generation of men. And so he's there with his son, and he says, hey, look at that, a little flock of ducklings. Let's run them over in my brand spanking new McLaren SLR. What a scumbag. Who?
He's on line two.
hi, Ted. How you doing?
I'm a scumbag, huh? You know, Phil, No, I heard it, and there's no way of taking it back. I just want to say one thing about that call you just played. Are you with me?
Yeah.
And by the way, where's my new music?
Are you sponsoring this segment?
Yes, I am sponsoring this segment. I think Mr. Hall had said that.
Yes, I forgot to play it.
All right, play his music.
Ah, yes, there we go. Phil, I want to say something.
What the hell is this?
Don't you laugh at me. You know how much money I spent? Here we go. Hey, everybody, Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Hey, how about a lip-smacking juicy steak, huh? Have you ever slid a thick, really thick, throbbing piece of...
Okay, that's it.
Don't you take me...
Hey, you're gonna get in trouble. He pays money.
I don't care, man. What is that cornball you just played? What happened to that Ted's jingle?
We can't use it anymore because he says you got to put your meat in your beep.
Oh, brother. So this is it, huh?
Yeah.
Put him back on.
You hang up on me one more time, Mr. Henry, and you'll know exactly what a village square in Austria looks like from an aerial point of view. I'm Ted Bell. Go straight to where the devil lives, has sex, and
and makes more little devils.
How long do we got to play this?
For the entire purchase segment. You got to read this.
Go to Ted's of Beverly Hills. They've got great steak. Don't forget to get a Ted. It's rum and coke, but Ted invented it. Also, make sure you pick a baked potato off the baked potato tree, piping hot, good. Just unzip it and pull it out hot. Yeah, Ted?
No, I don't like the way you read that.
Well, then why don't you do it yourself?
Because you hung up on me. Now, what I was going to say to you, and by the way, Phil, we had the webcast playing live in the Prime Rib Room tonight, and I wasn't impressed. So how do you feel about that? Huh? I'd like to get your thoughts and feelings on that.
Hey, you know, if you want to insult me, that's fine.
Well, I can't bait you with that, huh? Well, let me just say this, Phil. That woman that you just played that I was talking to, you better get that music back on because I paid big money for that.
Did you have that? What did you do, commission that music?
Yeah, I brought Herb Albert out of retirement. There we go. Hey, everybody, Ted Bell here for Ted's of Beverly Hills. I want to make a comment about something that Mr. Henry just had on his program. And I'm telling you right now, if you've ever been to Europe, they've got village squares there. And in the village square, they will put a guy in a guillotine or hang him or put him in a stockade. The village square exists. It's in Europe. Ted's of Beverly Hills keeps that alive, that tradition alive, every Sunday as we have Village Square Day. Come on in, have a piece of meat, and then we'll kill you. Thank you.
He's been drinking.
Yeah.
No, see, I knew it. I knew he was drinking. All right, thanks a lot, Ted. You drunk. You know, that's what killed his old man. 1-800-449-8686. Come on in, have a piece of meat, and we'll kill you. Hey. All right, now, we've got people watching the webcast tonight. Let's just talk to a couple of them here. Hello, Justin.
Hey, what's up, Phil? How you doing?
I'm good, man. And where are you watching things tonight from?
I'm loving it. El Paso, Texas.
I remember it well.
Just trying to stay down with Michael Reagan, bring back Phil Hendry. They took you out for that guy, man.
Dude, you call every freaking webcast and tell me
that. Was my friend.
Every time that guy calls. Yeah, man, Michael Reagan. Mike Reagan's a very good friend of mine. Here's another town they took us off in, Omaha. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Phil, how you doing, buddy?
Good, I'm very good. How are you?
I'm just fantastic, thank you.
And so you're watching us in Omaha, Nebraska tonight?
Absolutely, yep, cool. Yep, and I am mourning your loss just as much as you are.
We've been off in Omaha now for probably 3 years. That had something to do with the Catholic Church.
Yeah, I think just a little bit, yeah. They run everything around here.
Yeah, but is it coming in loud and clear? Is it a beautiful picture? Is it?
It's fantastic. Yeah, I'm watching on windows.
Can you see the beads of sweat on my face? Can you see how hard I work for you guys?
I can, absolutely, man. You run like a crazy person.
Dude, I work here, man. And why do I do that? I do it. I'll tell you why I do it. I do it for you.
Thanks, man.
Don't forget, Ted's of Beverly Hills every night. No, yeah, we do work. And the first hour, you could see I was getting a little frustrated because we had technical difficulties. Were you aware of that? Could you see that? We had a delay problem.
I could see that, yeah. I could see it going on behind the scenes. It was actually kind of cool.
Well, what happened was we had a little technical malfeasance, and so I get frustrated with that. And I went outside, and one of our people there, very, very nice guy, but he's dying of tuberculosis. But I said, well, I can't let that, you know, really hold me back professionally, and I kicked him to death. No, it was everything was cool. Chris, thank you so much, man, for watching us this evening.
Hey, anytime. Congrats on Fillmore Middle.
What's that, brother?
Congrats on Fillmore Middle.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a cool show. Very
absolutely
cool.
I'll talk a little more about it.
Thanks, man. See you later. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're going to take some more phone calls. We got people hanging on from Pittsburgh and Tampa, Fairbanks, Alaska, and Oregon, and a place called DeRidder, Louisiana, which we'll talk to them, and also in Temple City. Jeff, how are you? Jeff, how you doing?
Anyway, the guy told me that, you know.
Jeff, how are you doing?
Hello?
Yeah, Jeff?
Oh, hey, Phil, how you doing? I'm talking to a friend of mine. I'm doing some piece work for Channel 28.
Yeah? Are you watching the webcast tonight?
I did not as yet get around to that.
I'm taking calls from people that are watching the webcast, so what are you calling to say?
Well, I wanted to tell you that I did some promo work for Channel 28. They got a new show out called, they got a new show that they're going to be doing called Africa Now. And that's the way they told me to say it, so.
Africa Now?
Yeah, it's a daily show. It's an update on Africa and on the Africans, like, or on one African, I don't know which. But
okay, so what are you? So why are you calling me?
Well, I want to play for you the theme music that I wrote for it.
Oh, okay. You've been doing a little film work, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been dabbling in it, you know. But here it is, Africa Now, Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock. Africa, what'd you think? Oh, here we go.
No, come on, man. I mean,
what?
Well, what is that, man? It's just a bongo drum.
Mr. Henry, I've been a musician now for almost 2 years, and for you to start talking music, I mean, I might as well just say to you, oh, by the way, should I also buy my own Vaseline and spread too? You know, I mean,
dude, I don't mean to badmouth it, but it was just,
you know, they wanted a minimalist thing, okay?
It's good, Jeff. It really is.
No,
it really is. It's good, brother. It'll be good. And like those shows, you know, I mean, the people are watching for the, you know, you're right. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, sure.
No, I mean it, man. Okay, let me tell you something nice. I mean it.
Really?
Yes.
Are you for real?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, man. Go back to work.
All right, I'm going to watch your webcast as soon as I get. Right now, my credit card got canceled because my girlfriend stole it. I mean, my ex-girlfriend stole it, and she ran up a big account at Fredericks of Hollywood. And anyway,
all right, that's fine. Thanks. 1-800-449-8686. Dolly, hello.
Hello.
How are you, Dolly?
Good. You didn't go, hello, Dolly.
Well, that's lame. But I'm sure that's happened to you before.
Once or twice.
How old are you?
I'm 44.
Well, that ain't too old, but whoever named you should be shot. No, it's a great name. It's a cute name.
Oh, thank you.
That's a cute name. Dolly. Like, is it short for something like Darlene?
No. It's on my birth certificate.
What about Darlene? So you didn't ask that.
Darlene, what a jackball.
Woo!
All right, so how's it, and where are you in Oregon tonight? Just
I'm
in the woods?
Hammond.
Where, Hammond?
Yes.
Far out.
That's the farthest northwest corner that you can get here in Oregon.
I bet you're kind of a cut-off jeans, tube-top wearing chick, ain't you? Yeah. Yeah, I can see you now.
I'll just say, yeah.
I bet you've been on your boyfriend's shoulders at more than one Aerosmith concert. Woo-hoo. Holding the lit Bic lighter in the air.
I'm hoping he's listening to this because he's turned me on to you.
Yeah? And he said, hey, Dolly, why don't you get in there and call this guy, okay? I want to hear on the, I'll record it. Did he? I bet this is exactly what he said. Hey, you're in the northwest corner.
Northwest. That's okay.
Hey, ask her if she's a reefer lover.
Bud wants to know if you're a reefer lover. Will you shut up? You know what I dig about Oregon the most of all the places I've been there? Cannon Beach.
I'm not far down from
God,
there.
God, that place is beautiful. I went there one time with my girlfriend, and there's that big rock in the middle of the... In the bay there, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know.
It was really nice. And it's also a good surf spot, and by saying that, I've just blown it for like a few hundred surfers who thought it was a real secret place. And now, thanks a lot, Phil. Thanks so very, very much, you turd. Okay, Dolly. Well, it's good talking with you.
Well, I know what? I want to say thank you for all the stuff that you've put on and for freaking out my mother that's a religious freak.
Far out. Far out.
Because you really freaked her out.
Really? What'd we do?
Oh, you did one of those things that it just like totally put her into orbit because we didn't tell her nothing. We
she's listening to this thing and she's flipping out, huh?
Oh, yeah. And then she's from back west.
Back west?
I mean, back east. I'm sorry. She's from back east.
Oh, you know, there's a few burned brain cells.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, the one thing I wanted to say to you is, I just want to make this note that I often hear people say hold on for a minute. I got Frank Gray. Frank what?
Hello, young man. Listen, I want to ask this. Dolly, hello. This is Frank Gray. Dolly?
Hello, Frank.
How are you, dear? Hey, you didn't steal the case of Cuddy I had in my garage, did you? Because it's missing, and you sound like you've had maybe a couple of those bottles, huh?
I might have.
Yeah, okay.
Get out of here, Frank, you queer. All right, listen, Dolly, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
And we appreciate you calling tonight.
Oh, love you.
Thank you. What I want to say is I hear people say I laugh so hard I almost crashed. I would like to find out if ever you do crash. I would like to know if anyone has actually crashed a car listening to our show. And the other thing I want to know, has anyone ever died of a heart attack listening to our show as a result of believing some of this swill? Because if that has ever happened, and I want to get serious for a moment, if we have ever actually killed someone from something we've done on our program, that's pretty cool if you think about it. All right, let's go now to got Drew. Hello, Drew in Fairbanks, Alaska. How you doing, Drew?
Hi.
Wow, we got northwest corner of Oregon and now Fairbanks.
The Hammond organ?
Yeah, she's up there in Hammond with some kind of an organ. What's going on, man?
Nothing. We're missing you here.
Here we go again. Another station.
Yeah, I know.
How many freaking markets, man? It's all right.
You're not friends with Laura Ingram, are you?
No, I don't even know this chick. You know, I just, you know, she's, you know, it's the thing that's going on now, man. It's like, where they're going to go out and do that whole conservative radio thing. And I guess Laura's good. I haven't heard her, but I'm not knocking her, but, you know, obviously radio is so far behind the idea of entertainment. It is still locked into this conception that it has to be a political forum, you know? And the minute that you begin to do anything like entertaining on it, well, there's something wrong there. So I suspect the station we were on up in Fairbanks was a, quote, news talk station, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, that's the thing that, I mean, I know we're on a lot of news talk stations where we do well, but if it's a station that doesn't know how to present us, it just kills us, man.
Funny is you were on for several years and then finally.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, she's, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know what to say. You know,
hey,
it ain't like because she's concerned. Maybe I suck. That's got to be it.
I just think it's...
I think we suck, and she's great.
I kind of like having you as an exclusive club, though. So, only a few people.
Yeah, that's good, man. We were kicking ass in Fairbanks, though.
It was. It was good. And actually, I heard you the first time ever traveling through Montana. Picked you up, like, late at night out of KFI, I think.
Yeah.
And it was... must have been a repeat, because it was right around Christmas time, and it was Bobby... And Steve was one of them was jumping on a trampoline trying to spy in their neighbor's window.
Right, it was
Bobby.
They
thought they had a cauldron in the backyard.
Yeah, she thought they were witches, and so she's going up and down on a trampoline with binoculars, and she saw like a whatever who makes those kettle barbecue
Weber
grill, and she thought it was a cauldron. Well, that's great, man. Well, look, thank God for the internet, man, you know, and our webcast will keep doing them. I appreciate you calling tonight.
It's beautiful. I stream you every day in my office at work, so.
Cool. What do you do up in Fairbanks?
I'm a manager at a body shop.
Beautiful, man. Guy lives in Alaska. He's, like, working on cars.
And cool. I just put $500 in to go into a detail business.
I'll get you together with brass. All right, man. Thanks for calling.
See you later.
See you later. All right, we'll take some more phone calls. We come back from the break. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We're taking calls. Tonight is our third webcast, and we generally like to take calls from people watching the webcast, and that's what we're doing now. And I'm going to go over to Roger here, who is in DeRidder, Louisiana. Hello, Roger.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Very good. DeRidder is where?
DeRidder's in west central Louisiana.
Okay, so you guys are fairly dry there.
Oh, yeah, we were dry the whole time.
What a drag. I mean, while you're watching what's happening to you down south, or just to the south of you there, is scary, huh?
Hey, it was horrible. I tell you what, we got a lot of refugees up here in town. It's a mess.
That's what I was going to ask you, Ben. You must have seen a lot of traffic coming through town, right?
Yeah, it was crazy for a while.
So how's things looking tonight, man? Are you enjoying it?
Oh, enjoyed it. Been a long-time fan. Used to be on the radio station in Lake Charles. Another one of those used-to things. Used to be in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Then I had to switch to, like, San Antonio. Then that was gone. And then it had to be,
We're back on in San Antonio. Lake Charles. We were on in Shreveport for a while. I mean, it's a thing where this show You know, news talk stations just had no idea that how radical the show was. But what's happening now is people are sort of turning around and saying, oh, now we get how we can incorporate the show. So, you know, things are coming back a little bit.
The webcasts are great because I get to see that you have a mouth that's as filthy as my girlfriend. So it's kind of
well,
cool.
Yeah, you know, and we don't, like I say, we're not trying to do it on purpose. But, you know, sometimes we get frustrated or we're, you know, and while you're creating, you know, and I heard a guy say, you know, well, you shouldn't use profanity around. You know, see, you can't edit yourself in this kind of work when you're trying to come up with ideas or if you were trying to keep your energy up. You just can't edit yourself. And so
I don't know how you could have ever edited Arlie Ermey. I never heard that one when it was edited. That had to be amazing.
When we ran that live when he called us at KFI locally, he let out with S-bombs and F-bombs. Or no, he never said the F. He said S. And I remember saying, look, we'll dump it as much as we can, and whatever gets on the air gets on the air, and I will take full responsibility. And you want to know something? We never got any heat for it.
It was a true classic.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. He was pretty weird, man. Roger, I'm glad you guys are okay there.
We're great.
And we hope for Louisiana's sweetie recovery. Swift and speedy recovery.
Oh, it's going to be back.
Yeah, good, man, because we love it down there. I used to work down there. I used to live down there, and I saw my neighborhood underwater, so it was pretty strange.
Unbelievable.
Okay, dude, thank you.
Thanks, Phil.
Bye-bye. All right, now, I promised to play a little bit of this. Harvey Weierman. We'll take a break first, and we'll come back. The other night, I was going to play this because I dig this. This is when Harvey Weierman gets a Cabbage Patch doll attached to his inner thigh. Because the thing, apparently, they had a callback on Cabbage Patch dolls one Christmas because one of them, like, ate up a kid's hair. I don't know if you heard about that, but we'll play a little bit of it when we come back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, here's a little bit of Harvey getting eaten by that Cabbage Patch.
Yeah.
All right, I got a box here. What do you want me to do with it?
Well, why don't you open it up and see what you got there?
All right. This is the Cabbage Patch doll you're talking about.
That's right. I mean, what I wanted to do is for you to take a look at it, Harvey, to see.
All right, I know what you're talking about. Let me look. All right, I got it. It's an ugly piece of garbage, right?
Okay. Has it got an on-off switch or something?
Yeah, it's got an on-off. Let me look at it here. Is that that's it right there, right?
Yeah, that I don't know. I've never seen it. Is that what it's doing?
Yeah, it's chewing on some plastic French fries here. I'll show you what I mean here. I don't know. You can't see this, so I don't know what difference it makes.
I just want to hear. You got plastic French fries for the thing?
Yeah, I got some. Try it.
Oh, we got to dump it. Harvey just said GD. He had to dump it. I'm so embarrassed. Sorry.
Yeah, Mr. Hendry, they don't call you P-U-S-S.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.